NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And they're a banger of a dance for saxophone and orchestra. From French composer Darius Milhaud and his suite Scaramouche, a suite for saxophone and orchestra, we heard Brasileira, played by Theodore Kerkezos, playing saxophone with the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Martin Brabins. And this is Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues on Wednesday afternoon, a bit later with a delightful serenade for strings from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi. As it happens, we also have quite a few Danish works to enjoy, such as three fantasy pieces later for cello and piano from one Hilda Sehested. Right now, we have a 20th century Danish composer's music, Asger Lund Christensen, something he wrote back in 1992 next for the great recorder virtuoso Mikaela Petri, who can get such clarity and beauty in her recorder performances. This is a work that builds a bridge between 18th century and modern styles, a so-called dance suite for recorder and string orchestra. Here is Mikaela Petri with the English Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. That one was from 1992, a dance suite for recorder and string orchestra, written by the Danish composer Asger Lund Christensen, specifically for the recorder virtuoso Mikaela Petri, who we heard in that recording with the English Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 12:26, and in 10 minutes we'll bring you A Serenade for Strings, a wonderful piece from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi. That and much more still to come as classical music continues. Support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, hosting Sound Waves, an evening celebrating all things audio on Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food, and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, on Saturday, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR is music from another Danish composer, one from an earlier time, Hilda Sehested. She was born in 1858. We'll listen to three fantasy pieces of hers for cello and piano, played by Morten Zuthen, and at piano Amelie Malling on Kansas Public Radio. Three fantasy pieces for cello and piano from Danish composer Hilda Sehested, played by cellist Morten Zuthen and pianist Amelie Malling, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll be getting into the holiday season, which we know is a busy time, but we recommend that you don't wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas. That'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out fast, so get yours at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles of Topeka. All the details at KansasPublicRadio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Next on KPR, we have for you the NES Chamber Orchestra, conductor Asa Pekkasalainen, and from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, a beautiful serenade for strings, next on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for Strings from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, with Asa Pekkasalainen conducting the NES Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 1 p.m. After the news from NPR, we've got another hour of the classics for you, one which will bring us, among other things, Brahms and his second piano trio, that and more still to come. Support for classical music comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11.
Morning Edition, we hear from people every weekday.
Morning Edition, every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with music by Alexander Glazunov, Polonaise from his Scenes of Ballet, performed by the Moscow Symphony, led by Alexander Anisimov, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you once again. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. A bit later, we'll have along the South African Broadcasting Corporation National Symphony with a lively English suite known as Suite Fantastique. It's by composer Cyril Scott. That and more still to come. Classical music continues on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. Onward with chamber music written by Johannes Brahms, something he embarked on in 1880. At age 49, he began working on some new chamber music, a new piano trio, after his first one from a few years earlier. He started this in 1880 and worked on it over a period of a few years, in between writing his second piano concerto and third symphony. Along every step of the way in composing this piece, he sought the approval of Clara Schumann for all the piano parts. We'll hear Piano Trio No. 2, pianist Eugenia Stoman along with cellist Leonard Rose and violinist Isaac Stern, on Kansas Public Radio. A joyous piano trio, the second, written by Johannes Brahms and completed in 1882, played today by Isaac Stern, violinist, cellist Leonard Rose, and pianist Eugenia Stoman, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:41 is the time. Support for classical music comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. KPR's annual Live Day is around the corner on Friday night, October 24th. Join us then for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. The admission's free. Just RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org. We have conductor Peter Marchbank here to lead the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation. Next, with Suite Fantastique, music for a small orchestra by English composer Cyril Scott on KPR. Suite Fantastique for Small Orchestra by English composer Cyril Scott, performed by the National Symphony of the South African Broadcasting Corporation. Conductor Peter Marchbank here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m. and in just a moment, NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us Beethoven, one of the cello sonatas, along with a Hungarian rondo with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and music by Ravel, that and much more, all just ahead for you on a Wednesday afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. Subaru has donated more than $70 million to support the adoption, rescue, transport, and health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alexander Ferris in that instance, and something by Sir Arthur Sullivan, of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, and the overture to one of those comedic collaborations of opera. We are the overture to Princess Ida, the story of a woman who founds a woman's university, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Classical Music on a Wednesday afternoon. An hour that'll bring us Beethoven and his fifth cello sonata. Misha Majski and Marta Argerich have quite a performance for you in just a short time. The Philadelphia Orchestra as well, with music that transports us into a magical atmosphere. Maurice Ravel's ballet and story of the love between a shepherd, a shepherdess, and a goatherd. Suite number 2 from Daphnis and Chloe, all on the way. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Next on KPR, we'll spend a lively 10 minutes with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. And from composer Zoltán Kodály, we've got a Hungarian rondo for you next on KPR. Hungarian Rondo. Music by composer Zoltán Kodály, and a performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Time is 2:21. The Philadelphia Orchestra is joining us in the second half of the hour, a bit later with Ravel's ballet music, Suite number 2 from Daphnis and Chloe, on the way on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public. Reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org. A powerhouse team-up of musicians next, cellist Misha Majski and pianist Marta Argerich, and chamber music by Beethoven, completed in 1815. We've got for you now cello sonata number 5 in D major on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the fifth cello sonata by Beethoven, as played by cellist Misha Maisky and pianist Marta Argerich, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:41 is the time. We've got just under 20 minutes until, all things considered, at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, of course, catch more classical music with Destiny. She's your host from 7 to 9 this evening, with romantic classics in store for you tonight, a string quartet by Haydn, Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain, plus one or perhaps two of the most epic fanfares you've ever heard. Destiny has the classics tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that if your calendar is open for this Sunday afternoon, the 19th, check out the Lawrence Community Orchestra. They'll have a concert from 2:30 to 5 p.m. at Lawrence High School on Sunday, October 19th, an evening of Ghouls and Goblins with a Spooky Carnival, music from Saint-Saëns, from Carnival of the Animals, as well as the Danse Macabre, music by Berlioz, and even a bit from Harry Potter. That's the concert by the Lawrence Community Orchestra at Lawrence High School this Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 to 5 p.m. Find out all about the details and how to attend over at lawrenceorchestra.org. The Philadelphia Orchestra has one more performance for this afternoon, and it's work by Maurice Ravel from his 1912 ballet, the story of the love between a goatherd and a shepherdess. And his great suite from that ballet painting a dreamy and serene atmosphere. We've got suite number two from Daphnis and Chloe with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra next on KPR. From Maurice Ravel's 1912 ballet, Daphnis and Chloe, the famous Suite Number 2. Eugene Ormandy, leading the Philadelphia Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m. All things considered from NPR News is just around the corner. Later on tonight at 7, catch more classical music with Destiny, your host for Classics Tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson, and as always, I want to thank you for joining me. For music in the afternoons, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Just a quick note that if it's not worth the time or the effort to sell that old car or truck or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.